learning Simon Kuf Yud Ches. This is the din of Hashiva, like we've been explaining. We're going straight through the Shemona Esrei, and each bracha that has halachas that are relevant, so then we're bringing in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah actually goes and explains each one of the brachas, where it comes from, and why the order is like that, and how many words it has, and different interesting things about the brachas. But this whatever was nageya for halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brought down. So now we're going to talk about the bracha of Hashiva Shefteinu. And the chesima in the bracha is chayseim ba melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. That he says, melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat. What happens if a person in the rest of the year, he made a mistake, and he said, ha-melech ha-mishpat, like we're supposed to say in the Seir Simei Tshuva, he said ha-melech ha-mishpat. Or there was another nusach of ha-keil ha-mishpat. What happens? Are you yaitse? You're not yaitse? So the halacha is that you're yaitse. Even though you don't say melech oyhev tzedakah u'mishpat, you switched and said the lashon of ha-melech ha-mishpat or kel ha-mishpat. Yaitse says the Mishnah Berurah, see that inside. Vim omar b'chol shon ha-melech ha-mishpat oy ha-kel ha-mishpat yatsi yaitse. So let's go further in the Mechaber. Now in the Seir Simei Tshuva, we're supposed to say ha-melech ha-mishpat, so then we'll go the other way. What happens if he didn't say ha-melech ha-mishpat? Let's see the Mechaber in the Ramah. Obviously not including Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because this is from the week they davening. Haga, im Omar Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. What happens in the Seir Simei Tshuva if he forgot to say Hamelech HaMishpat, and instead he said what we always say, Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat? So Ramah Paskins Ein Tzarek Lachzor. He does not need to daven again. He's Yaitse, since he mentions Melech. So then that's good enough. Ha-melech ha-mishpat is l'chatchilis. That's the nusach of the Seiris Mitzvah. But if he said melech oyev tzedakah u'mishpat, that's similar enough that he could fulfill the requirement of the union of Malchus. Beloy amru shiakha. Now there's a Yishalmi that says you're supposed to go back and daven if you didn't say ha-melech ha-mishpat. But that's davka in a place where the minig was, they didn't say the whole year melech oyev tzedakah u'mishpat. They said Hakel Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. So since they didn't mention Malchus whatsoever, so then if they, instead of saying Melech HaMishpat said Melech Hakel Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, then they wouldn't be Yaitse. But since we say Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, we're Yaitse. That's what the Ramah is saying. V'lo Amru Shiakzer Alba Makom Shekol Shana Oymrim Hakel Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. V'ayim L'Kaman Simen Tavkov Pei Beis. So that we have here, Machaber says, V'chatchila, we should say in a Seir Simei Tshuva, HaMelech HaMishpat. And if we didn't say what we're supposed to say L'chatchila, instead we said Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, like we said all year, we're Yaitse B'diavad. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What about another case? Instead of saying HaMelech HaMishpat, he said Melech HaMishpat. He left out the first hey. Melech HaMishpat, B'shnei Heyin, that's the correct way to say it. B'zar B'zeh, you should be careful, Ki Yeshemim D'liyatzah. If he says Melech HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, then there are those who say he's not Yaitse. The reason given is that the meaning of HaMelech HaMishpat is interesting. Taz, the Beis Yosef brings down, not really the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah brings on the Rambam that one of the Rishonim say that why can't you say HaMelech HaShefit? And say HaMelech HaMishpat. So the Taz says as follows, Tirtz Rabbeinu Menayach, She'in Leimarkein, you can't say HaMelech HaShefet, the Lashon Zeh Hu Mashmashu Atzmai Hu HaMishpat. If you say HaMelech HaMishpat, it sounds like Hashem is the Mishpat. And he brings a very interesting idea that he says like it's something, Kamosh Anu Aymrim, this is a famous saying that everybody knows, Hu HaChachma Hu HaMada. Hashem is the wisdom. Hashem is the knowledge. Hu achachma, hu amada. Not that Hashem knows, not that Hashem understands, realizes, is aware. No, Hashem is the awareness. Hashem is the chachma. Hashem is the mishpat. Yeah. So this, because if you say that Hashem is a chacham or a maven, then that implies shenirashu koina hachachma v'abina meyacher. That the chachma, the bina, has to come from somewhere else. Yeah, you can't divide Hashem and his Chachma. You can't say that there's Hashem and there's the Chachma. Kilo, the Chachma came from somewhere else. So Hashem is the Chachma, Hashem is the Bina. So he says the same thing. Who Hamelech, who Hamishpat? Hashem, Hamelech, Hamishpat. Hamelech is the Mishnah, Hashem is the Mishpat. So you can't say Melech Hashayfet. And Mimela, that's why there's Eli Rabba, this was coming from here, the Mishnah is saying, you can't say Melech Hamishpat. You have to say Hamelech Hamishpat, because then that gives that impression that we're saying Hashem is the Melech who is the Mishpat. It's who. So others say it's actually not Yaisei. It has a different meaning when you say Melech HaMishpat. That means a king who judges, as opposed to HaMelech HaMishpat, the king who is the din, the judgment. Fine. If he made the mistake, he shouldn't go back again. Let's go further. Now, the Mechaber said that you have to say L'chatchila HaMelech HaMishpat, and the Ramah told us that you're Yaisei B'diavid. The truth is, there are many places came to hold not like that. The Torah says clearly that if a person says Melech Ayev Tzedakah Mishpat in the Sefer Mechuvah, he's not Yaitzev Tzedavim Melech Shemon Esrei. And the Levush says that's the Minig, is that the people daven over Shemon Esrei. So now, we have here a Ramah that tells us your Yaitzev, you don't need to go back. So now we have places came that say that you should daven again. You say you shouldn't daven again. So the Mishnah is going to tell us, first of all, be careful, make sure you don't make a mistake. But if a person made a mistake, then he does not need to daven again. Maybe in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says maybe it's a good idea to daven Tefillas Nedava, especially to say it's Mechuvah. But the Poskim, we're not going to dive in again because there's a possibility of a bracha levatola to the Mishnah Berurah. Inside, Ayin Bachrenim, Damaski, the Achrenim came to the conclusion, Dimnizkar Tei Kedei Dibur, if he remembered within Kedei Dibur, Me'ez Amrei, U'mishpat, he has Melech Ayiv Tzedakah, U'mishpat, so from within the Kedei Dibur of that last word, U'mishpat, then Omer HaMelech HaMishpat, then he should correct it, HaMelech HaMishpat, because like we mentioned, since they're Poskim the whole day, they're not Yaitzei, so it would be Kedai, it would be worthwhile to correct. So I guess if there would be nobody that disagrees with that, everybody heard the whole day Yaitzei, so then there's no point in correcting it. But since there are Poskim the whole day, they're not Yaitzei, so then it's worthwhile to correct it. Bein Lachar Kedei Dibur Shuv, well Yoimar, but if it's after Kedei Dibur, you can't fix it anymore, then you're Ein Machzir and Yaitzei, so you don't go back. Yeah, that's what he says over here. Fine. Okay, we finished that simon. Just agav, I'll tell you something very interesting. One thing is that we mentioned in simon kof aleph about the chashivas of lashon hakodesh. So the Torah brings down in this simon something very interesting, a good thing to know. He says if you take all the Rashi, then the Mishnah Berurah said one of the milas of the lashon hakodesh of davening. And the lashon hakodesh is because the tzirufei oisiyos and tzidos and the tevis. So just interesting fact, the Torah says over here that if you add up, okay, you have to know what his nesuk was, our nesuk, but if you add up the first letter of each word of the Shemona Esrei, so it'll come out to a gematria of 1800, which that's the 1800 malachim that are appointed to bring the tefillas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the first letter of every word of the whole Shemona Esrei. If you add them all up, it comes to 1800, and there are 1800 malachim that bring the gematria of those ICS are all 1800, and that's the number of malachim that are appointed. Yud Ches Chai 1800, Chai 100 malachim that bring the tefillas up to Shemayim. Now, I'll point out another very interesting thing. There's an interesting Shari Tshuva altogether. He brings different Ramazim and Gematrias and say this with the Tevis of the Tefillah we won't go into, but if you're interested, you can look over there. But the very, very end of the Shari Tshuva, that's on the next page, on Kuf Mem Hei, right before the end, before the next Simon. So he brings out something very interesting in the Bracha of Samach David. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the we say at the end, Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayoim. There's a nusak to be metzapa for Yeshua. So look what he says over here. Very interesting. He says at the very end of the Shari Tshuva, right before the Oiz Beis on the next page. Over Oimrei Yeshuascha, when he says the words Yeshuascha Kivinu, that we're Kivinu, we put our hope in you. Yechavein Lamasha Shoylen Acher Misasay Tzipito Yeshua. We know the Gemara on Shabbos says that there are six questions that a person gets asked by the Ribbono Shalom when he comes to Shemayim. There's six questions we have of Feher. So one of the questions that they ask a person was, Sipisa li Yeshua. Did you look forward to Yeshua? Did you look forward to Yeshua? So the Shari Tshuva tells us that the opportunity, the chance that a person can work on this nida of being Metzapel li Yeshua is when he says, when he's Avon Shemana Esrei, and he gets to these words, Yeshuaska Kivinu, then he should think to himself that he's being Metzapel for Yeshua. He's looking forward to Hashem's salvation. So that's something to answer to the Rebbeinu Shalom when he gets to Seher, when he gets to Shemayim. V'chein t'chavin she'ata mina mekavin Yeshuasai, that you should have Kavana, that you are one of the mekavin, one of the people who are hoping in Hashem's Yeshua. Because of Mari Temach, Zikron Livracha, then he brings that not only is this an Inyan, it's that we're looking at the Shari Tshuva at the end of Simen Kuf Yud Ches, that not only is this an Inyan, you can be Mekayim, that you can be Mekayim, a big Maila of being Mitzapta to Yeshua Hashem, but it can come through, it can pull you out of a hard matzav also. V'gam ani mechavin l'tzapi to Yeshua Hashem. That whenever this Mari Temach, it was one of the Mekubalim, I've seen the Birki Yosef, the Chidah brings him down a lot. So he says that I'm a Mekaven this Taka. When I daven Shemana Esrei, I think Lishuaska Kivinu, he's Mekave to Yeshua Hashem. She'oise imanu latzilenu mikama pagoyim roim. Hashem does chesed for us. He saves us from pagoyim roim. B'chol yaim. B'chol rega, every day and every rega, o matzasi te'eles gadol kama pe'amim le'itois b'tzara b'zat. This was a Yeshua Taka, he was saved in Tzaras because of this hanhaga of thinking when he gets to the bracha of Yeshuascha kivinu kol hayom, he's mechavin for Yeshua Hashem, and it could be pol Yeshua. So this is a good thing to know that Yeshua's. He needs a Yeshua. He has Tzaras. He says he's talking about Tzaras. He says Gula. I mean, I don't know. Mitame means for Gula also in a general way. But he says a person's. You see, his life in his Lahatzilenu Mikama Pagayim Raim B'chol Yoyim B'chol Rega. This daily Tzaras. A person has things. He needs a Yeshua. And here you have a Gavaldiga Eitze. You can mechaven every three times a day in Shemana Esrei. First of all, you have something to answer when you get a fair of Tzipisul Yeshua. You say, yeah, I'm Mitzapel Yeshua. That's one thing. It's a Gavaldiga Maila. And then you have this also. It's a Merdeka Segula. A person could be Nitzel from Tzaras. Tayelev Gadol Kama Pamim Le'itais B'Tzara. God, I think now that I didn't look this up before, but it just jumped into my head. The Smak says that the Chazal say they're going to ask you, you were a Metzapa Yeshua. So he says, you know, where do you find such a mitzvah? It says somewhere in the Torah, you have to be Metzapa Yeshua. This is one of the six things you're going to ask you in Shemayim when you get there. Yeah, you did the business with Erlich. You learn Torah, where you're Metzapel Yeshua. Where does this come in? Where was this? One of the Tayyak mitzvahs? What does it say? It's Metzapel Yeshua. So he says, he says that it's Nichol in the Pasuk, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Teisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That the Pasuk is telling you, Asher Teisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, it tells you Hashem is Mashgiach, Hashem is watching over everything, is in control. It wasn't just that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, but that I took you out of Mitzrayim, that in the future also, there's going to be Yeshua. And that tells us that we have to be Mitzapa, we have to look forward. Since we believe that there's Ribbono Shel Olam who's in control and watching over every prompt of our lives, so then we have to realize that there's going to be an ultimate redemption also. And we have to wait for that ultimate redemption. So he says it's Nichol, this Inyan of Tzipizul Yeshua is Nichol in the mitzvah, the first of the Seres Adibra. It's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's a big thing. So here you have an opportunity. Three times a day, you have something to think about in Yishmona Esrei. It can be Mitzapel Yeshua, and it can be Poel Yeshua also. Chashav Azak. Let's go further. Kuf Yates. Din I write to Lohaisiv Bebrochis. Now we're going to learn about when a person, he wants to make his Shemona Esrei special, and he doesn't want to just rely on the Nusach of the Shemona Esrei. Sometimes the person, he's used to it, he said it so many times, he can't wake himself up with just the Nusach. There's a lot of eights of how to do it. The main thing is to realize that you're talking to Hashem and that you need what you're asking for. But I'll kupon him sometimes to put a little bit of Chiddush into his tefillah. He has to put something of his own into the tefillah. So now there's a way to do that, a halachic way to do that. they can do in each bracha, and then there's in Shamei Tefillah, and then we'll have later in Siman Kufchav Beis, which is in the Elokai Netzora and the Tachanunim. So now there's rules. If you want to add something in just a bracha that's not Shamei Tefillah, so you can't add in the first three. Yeah, and Avos Gevurois and Kedushas Hashem you can't add. The last three also you can't add, and Ritzei and Moedim and Sim Shalom. But anything in between from Atachainen until Shema Kolein, you can put in whatever you want. Now, but if it's not Shema Kolein, it's one of the specific brachas, then it has to be Me'ein the bracha. Your bakasha has to be something that's similar, germane to the topic of the bracha. So we mentioned before, if a person has wants to daven for a fool, so you can say it in Refa'enu. If he wants to daven for Parnasa, he can say it in Birkas Hashana. So that he could do, but he's limited that it has to be something that's specific to that topic of the bracha. Huh? He wants to say an addition. He wants to say his own words. He could say his own words, yeah. He could say his own words. Whatever he wants to do, he could add it. And then in Shema Koleinu, he can say anything. That's like a general topic. He can put in any bakasha that he wants in his own words, of course, in his own words he wants. So now, that's all. According to that's the first Mahalik. We'll see others. We'll see later. And English also could do, yeah, we'll see. The Mishnah Berurah is even going to mention it. He's going to quote a Chayadim. He refers to it here, and he quotes it in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, that the person can, if he can't speak in Lashon HaKodesh, he'll speak in English. Like we learned in Siman Kuf Aleph, that especially if he's the Tzipur, then he can daven in any language. So, yeah, even what he adds, it could be another language, it's fine. So that's the first point in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see that up to there, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah on that point. And then there's another, Rabbeinu Yonah, which says more qualifications, but for now, that's good. If a person wants to be Moisei, if he wants to add something of his own, from any of the middle brachas, Me'ina bracha, as long as it is somewhat similar to the bracha itself, Moisei, then he can add it. Ketzat, give you two examples. Ketzat, Nahaya, Lechayla, if he had a Chayla, then mevakesh olav rachamim bebirkas refeinu. He can ask for rachamim in the bracha of refeinu. Haya tzarech parnasa, if he needed parnasa, mevakesh olav bebirkas hashanah. So then he can be mevakesh on it in birkas hashanah. Haga uchshum maisiv, there's a rule over here that when you want to be maisiv on your own, you can't start off the bracha with your own haisaf. So you have to start, let's say, Mishra is going to say, and then you can start your haisaf. You have to start off the bracha with the nusach of Chazal. It should be a whole phrase at least. And then you can go into your own bakasha. So, kshu maisiv, yaskal, bebracha, bakakak maisiv. Then you can start on your own haisafas. Avalo yaisiv, bakakak yaskal, bebracha. Don't start off with your haisafa. You have to first start into the nusach, and then in the middle of the bracha, you can be maisiv. Uvishameya tefila, that's by the other brachas, from Atachainen up until Shema, Shema Koleinu. But Shema Koleinu, then you can ask whatever you want. Uvishameya tefila, yachol lishol, kol tzrochov, whatever you need, she koilelas, kol abakashas. That includes everything. So you have the freedom to ask whatever you want. So far all we learned was that when it comes to the other brachas, there's a limitation that has to be from the topic of the bracha. Whereas when you get to Shema Koleinu, you can ask whatever you want. Okay, before we get to other, there's another opinion, as that there are more limitations. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this point. We're up to Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Yeah, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Aleph. There's an interesting diuk in the Mechaber, which the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now, is that when he gave the examples of the tefillas that we add, right, in Refa'enu, he said, Hayo Leichayla. He had a sick person that he needed to be mevakesh on. Or in Birkas Hashanim, he said, Hayat Sharech Parnasa. He needed Parnasa. What happens if a person, he wants to ask Hashem, please help me, I shouldn't get sick. He doesn't need the refuah, right? Or he's a wealthy person. Please Hashem, help me, I shouldn't be poor. So can he say such a bakasha in Rifa'eno or in Birkas Hashanim? So the Prima Gadim says that from the language of the Mechaber that he says Hayo Leichayla, or Hayat Sarach LeParnasa, it's mashma that the Mechaber holds that you may not ask these bakashas of the future in these brachas. If you want to ask for the future, we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah that you have to ask it in Shema Koleinu. That you could do, and maybe it's advisable. But and the other brachas and Birkas Hashanah and Merfa'enu, you can't ask for the future. You have to ask for a current need. Ayin prima gadam, looking prima gadam shekasav, the davka im hayoloi. This is only if it was hayoloi. V'kein b'parnasa davka im tzarek l'parnasa. He was tzarek l'parnasa. Aval eno rishai l'vakesh rakamim b'brachom yamtziyais al hasid. These middle brachas, he's not allowed to ask for the future, shol yechle, that he shouldn't get sick, so shol yechsar lachmoi, that he shouldn't be missing his bread, okay, gavna, or anything like that, anything that's a future, means he has it now, he just wants it to continue, then he has to ask that in Shema Kolena. He shouldn't ask it in the middle brachas. But Shema Tfila, you can ask him in future also, yeah. The question is, are you asking me what does it mean need? So he needs. Is that what he needs? You're saying he wants to do more, whatever reason he wants. Okay, so that's called a need. Okay, so if there's something more than that he doesn't have. The point he's talking about is he's an usher, he's a rich person, and he has everything he needs. He just wants it to continue. So that would be a bakasha for the future, a person who is asking for something more than he has. Yeah. It could be extras. It doesn't have to be necessities. I don't think that's exactly his point. He's talking about that there's something you already have and you want it to continue as opposed to something that you would like to get. You want something more than you already have. Yeah. That's a tira. I think so. Base. They're cutting base. Rachamim. So he asked for Rachamim, and there the example is Rafa'enu. Ayin pri chadash. Very interesting point. Is that when a person is mispalel, he should be specific in his request. I guess we're talking about using your own words, you should just know that there are kolam and tefillah, how to add a daven properly. So it says in the Zohar Kaddish that when Yaakov Avinu was mispalel to be nitzel from Esav or Russia, so he says, Adilani no me'ad Esav. He says, save me from my brother and save me from Esav. So the Zohar Kaddish says that you have to be very careful with the way you word things. You have to say exactly what you mean, because sometimes you get what you say and not what you meant. Because there's ketrugim, the tefillah could, even though Hashem knows, but there's ketrugim, the tefillah has to get to the right place in the right way. And in Shemayim, if he's not zeicha, if he doesn't have the zchusim, they can twist his words, they can use, they have to mean the specific, say specifically what you mean. Ayin prichadas demayzi mezoyer, parshas vayishlach, hatileni noab, miyad aki, miyad esav, he says, save me from my brother, save me from esav, the tefillah boy lefrushe mili kadekayos. And tefillah, you gotta specify exactly what you want in order to get exactly what you want. Go weiter. Hamavakish, another halacha, another idea which we mentioned briefly before when we were talking about the brach of Rafa'enu, is that when a person is mavakish rachamim on somebody for a fua, so if he's there in the presence of the person, so then he doesn't have to mention their name. But if he's not in the presence of the person, then he should mention their name. And then we spoke about last time, he should say Pliny ben Plinus, the mother's name. Hamavakish rachamim al chaveiroi. A person who asks for rachamim on his friend, ain't tzarech la'azkir shemoi, he does not need to mention his name. Shnema, like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened for Miriam, he said, Kael na, rafa na la. So he didn't mention her name, he didn't say Miriam, he just said, Kael na, rafa na la, heal her. Well, his kirshem Miriam, he didn't say her name. Vahani mili, but that's befana, that's only when it was in the presence of the person that he is being mispalel, so he's in a tzibur and he's being mispalel and his friend is in the tzibur, he wants to pray for him, so then he doesn't have to mention the name of the person because it's yeah, that's right. If a person is in shul, I can daven for without saying his name. Yeah, abo, shalai b'fana, but if it's shalai b'fana, if it's not in the presence of the person he's praying for, then tzarech la'azkir shmoi, then he has to mention the name. Good, clear? Fine. Sivkat and Gimel, we said that when he wants to add, he has to first start the nisuch of the bracha, and then he can add in after he already started. The tzarech la'asayt ikra mimadbeya shetavu chachamim. What's the reason? It's because he has to make the nisuch of chazal, the ikr. A bakasha shaloi tiyatfela. And then his bakasha is secondary. It means it comes after he already started the bracha, and then once he's into the bracha of the chazal or masakin, then he says his nusach. But why the hapach? It shouldn't be the opposite. You shouldn't start with his, make his nusach the ikar, and then, okay, now that I davened, I'll say what Chazal wanted me to say. Now you have to start with what Chazal told you to say. Then once you started, you can finish. Kazav afrim agadim, b'tzarech lahagdim, loymar maimer shalim. You have to say a whole clause, mi'inyin habracha, k'gon imroit zilavake sheitim loy Hashem deya. If you want to ask Hashem to give you deya, you want a special tefillah for asbracha and having deya, yagdim v'yomar ata chaynin l'adam das. You should first say at least that whole clause of aloy teva achas, not teva's ata. Don't just say the word ata, okay, aside of the bracha, and then go into your own tefillah. Yeah, gavne b'chol bracha. The same thing, all the brachas. Prima Gadim says you should make a full start. You get into it, a whole sentence into the bracha. Let's go further. One more sivkatan, and then we'll go back to the mechaber. Shracha. We said that in Tremei Tefillah you can ask whatever you want. So now he's going to start to give us a few examples what is recommended. You see in the Siddur that there's a vidui, there's a tefillah for parnasa. So the reason for this is because of this Mishnah Berurah, which really comes, it sources back to the Arizal. Toiv lizvadois b'shamei tefillah. It's appropriate to be mizvada, to say a vidui in shamei tefillah. V'yoymer, he should say, chatasi avisi peshati, that's the nusach of the vidui, and then he says whatever he needs to say vidui on. So this is recommended in every Shmona Esrei, and you find in the Siddur it's printed at least by Shachar. V'lishol al-mezinaisav, and also to ask for his mezinas that he should have what he should have parnasa, afilu imu asher. Now here you see the Mishnah Berurah says, even if he's an asher, because in Shema Tevila we can ask for future things also. If he's healthy, he can ask to continue to be healthy. He's got his mind is with him. He's got a clear cup. He can ask Hashem to continue with a clear cup. He always think sharp and he can ask for that. There's no problem. It's the same thing with Parnassa. Even though he has no needs whatsoever, he has everything that he needs. He's an usher, but he can ask for Baruzlam that he could continue that way. That's fine. In Shema Tevila, that's an appropriate Tevila. V'im yesh li avon mechudesh, if chalila he has a new aveira, mazkiru b'feirish b'tfila akademis etzlu. The very first Shmon Esrei that he gets to, he should right away say vidui. If not, then chalila, there's a kitrug on him that he put off the vidui. V'yaymar tefila b'achna, and also when he says the vidui, he has to say it with achna, like he has regret. He feels bad for what he does. He shouldn't just say it, you know, with like the same way he says the rest of the Shmona Esrei, the coffee. He should say it with achna. V'akopanim b'kol b'ikim. If he can't mamish cry, he should at least make himself as if he's crying. V'kabel olav shalei lasayis oid kazeh. And he should think that he's not going to do it anymore. It has to be a real sincere tshuva. V'imlav, if not, mekatrigim olav chas v'shalom milamayla. That means that Lomibai, if he doesn't say a vidui at all, there's for sure a kitchuk. But even if he does the vidui, but he doesn't do it in the right way, so it's also a kitchuk. That means that a person has to right away do tshuva for the aveira. You should know the Archas Tzedikim says that one of the things that a person needs rizus for is tshuva, because sometimes a person will chap himself that he didn't do something. He forgot a bracha, or he did an aveira, he did something wrong, he said something he shouldn't have said. I don't know, and he catches himself. Fine, wonderful. So do tshuva then, because if you don't do tshuva at that moment, when you remember it, it's a possibility he won't ever remember it again. And then it's lost, then he won't do tshuva for this aveira. So you see over here, this Indian of Zrizas, that the very first tefillah, while it's still fresh, he should do tshuva for it. It's not so hard. He just has to be makabel on himself that he shouldn't do it again, and feel a remorse, feel sorry that he did it, and go weiter. That's the way that it works. That's the Yiddishkeit. V'ayin b'mashikas k'savti b'simin kufchav beis sivkat nches b'shem chayadam. There the chayadam gives suggestions for a person what to be mispalel when he's in the Elokeinu Tzor, when he's in the Tachanunim. And since it's close by, we're going to save off. He gives different examples. He should be mispalel for his children. He should be mispalel for himself, to be Matzliach and Taira and Parnassa, whatever his needs are. He says over there, we'll see, B'zat Hashem. Fine. Okay, so this was the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which is that the only difference between Shemei Tefillah and the middle brachas and Tziyos was that in the middle brachas he has to say specific the same topic as the bracha, and in Shema Tefila the sky is the limit. Any topic that you want, you can be mispal. Now there's a Rabbeinu Yoina which says that there are actually other limitations in the middle brachas, and it could be, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, even in Shema Tefila there could be there's one limitation. But the limitations are as follows. Let's give a hakdama, and then we'll see the lashon of the Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shulchan Aruch. He says as follows, that when a person is mispalo in the middle brachas, so there's two types of tefillahs that a person could have. There's a tefillah for a rabbin. He's being mispalo for Klal Yisrael, or he's being mispalo for a group at large. And then there's another type of tefillah where he's being mispalo for his own personal needs, either his own, a yachid, a person in his family, or himself, whatever it is that he needs to be mispalo. Yeah? Two types of tefillahs. So it goes like this. If he's being mispalo for a rabbin, so he's going to be mispalo in a lashon rabbin. Because he's davening for the rabbin. He has to daven a lashon rabbin. Now, if he's going to daven a lashon rabbin in the middle of the bracha, so this looks like it looks like the nisach of the tefillah. The nisach of the tefillah is lashon rabbin. And the words he's saying, I guess we're assuming it's in lashon HaKadosh, the words he's saying are in lashon rabbin. And this, all of a sudden, it takes on a new perspective. It looks like it's part of Shemona Esrei. So the Rebbeinu Yoina holds that we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't say a lashon rabbin in the middle of the bracha, because then it's going to appear as if it's part of the bracha. That's one problem. And if it's also, if he's davening for a rabbin, so then it shouldn't be in a lashon Yachid. Okay, we mentioned this. And that's okay. Mr. Brewer doesn't mention it so much in the tour, in the Beit Yosef, when he brings down the halacha of the Rabbeinu Yoina. He says it's actually a hefsek. If he's going to say a tefillah for a rabbin in a lashon yachid, it's a hefsek in the bracha. So it's no good, not in the middle of the bracha, not in the end of the bracha. You shouldn't do that at all. Fine. Those are the stipulations when it comes to a tefillah for a rabbin. And then if he's davening for a yachid, then there's a kula. He's allowed to be mispalo even in the middle of the bracha. In the middle of the bracha. Fine. Let's see that inside the Shulchan Aruch. Or the Rav Rabbeinu Yoina. According to the Rav Rabbeinu Yoina, kishemaisif bebracha me'ein oita bracha, when we're in the middle brachas and we say a tefillah that's like that bracha, so we're on topic. A maisif oita bishvil kol Yisrael. If he's davening for Klal Yisrael or a summer rabbin, oimer oita b'lashon rabbin. So he has to use a lashon rabbin. V'loi b'lashon yachid. So that's the first stipulation. It has to be in a lashon rabbin, not a lashon yachid. Fine. V'loi yaisiv ella b'saif ha-bracha. Also, when he's maisif, he has to be maisif at the end of the bracha. Like we said, since it's in a lashon rabbin, and if he'll be maisif in the middle of the bracha, it'll look like that's the nisach of the Shemona Esrei. So he has to be sure to be maisif at the end of the bracha. V'loi b'emse. Not in the middle. That's one. But if he's being shayal tzrach of mamish, if he's asking for his own personal needs, it seems not only for himself, but it could be a mishpacha, in his mishpacha, but it's for a yachid. He's being mispalo for a yachid. Or for himself, his parnasa. Then he could be shayel even in the middle of the bracha of ush yishal b'lashon yachid. Then he has to bedavka use a lashon yachid, not a lashon rabbin, because he's davening for a yachid. So he uses a lashon yachid. And it could even be in the middle of the bracha. V'loi b'lashon rabbin. There shouldn't be in a lashon rabbin. Fine. So then again, we said that when it comes to the middle brachas, you have these limitations. In addition to, it has to be main, a bracha has to be the same topic as the bracha, but now you have other limitations, that if he's davening for a rabbin, it has to be lashon rabbin. If he's davening for a yachid, it has to be lashon yachid. And then if it's for the rabbin and a lashon rabbin, it has to be in the middle, it has to be at the end of the bracha, not the middle. Fine. So we have these stipulations, and the Mechaber is going to tell us that's only relevant for the middle brachas. The Shomei Tefila, just like we had before, you can ask for whatever you want. So now you can ask for it in any way you want. Lashon Rabbim, Lashon Yachid, the beginning of the bracha, the middle of the bracha, the end of the bracha, any way you want. So Babirka Shomei Tefila became the Sleva Tefila, and also at the end of the Shemona Esrei, when you get to Elokai Netzor, Bein kaidem yuleratzayin, bein achrav, whether it's before yuleratzayin or afterwards, yachol, lishol, bein b'lashon yachid, bein b'lashon rabbin, bein tzrachu, bein amamesh, bein tzrachu rabbin. So whether it's a lashon yachid, whether it's a lashon rabbin, whether it's his own needs, it's the needs of the rabbin, it's all That's all permitted in Shemaya Tefillah. We'll come back to this point about the Elikhine Tzor in a moment, okay? So that's clear. So we have the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch was that the only difference between the middle brachas and Shema Koleinu was just the topic of the Tefillah. That in the middle brachas was specifically to the topic of the bracha, whereas Shema Koleinu is any topic. That was the first opinion. And then we have a more stringent opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah that he says that there are other limitations, that when it comes to bracha for a rabbim, it has to be Lashon Rabbim, and then Mimela has to be the end of bracha, can't be the middle. And if it comes to a Tzorkei Yachid, then it could be, it has to be Lashon Yachid, but then it could be in the middle of the bracha. And Shema Kalena doesn't have those limitations. Fine, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So we're up to Sifkat and Hay. Bishvil Kol Yisrael, he's davening for Kol Yisrael, would then Bishvil Rabbim, or any group. Anytime you're davening for a group, it needs to be Lashon Rabbim. V'loy b'lashon yachid, shouldn't be lashon yachid. Kevin shu oimra b'shvil rabim, since he's davening for rabim, should be in a lashon rabim, not yachid. B'seif a bracha, and he has to put it in the end of the bracha, not the middle. I'm the prima gadim, simen kuf chav beis b'mishbet zayzav shemitzadid loimar. The davka koydim shalmar bracha to Hashem, that he can't add onto the chasima. The end of the bracha here means before the chasima, before bracha to Hashem. You can't change the chasim of the bracha. Tzivkat and chav, v'loy be'emtza, not in the middle of the bracha. Shekeshashoyol, tzarkei rabim, be'emtza bracha, if you're going to ask for the group in a lashon rabim in the middle of the bracha, near kamoisif, ala mazeh, tiknu chachamim. Looks like you're adding to the nusuk of chazal. B'medivrim amarim, the yachid, that's if he's the yachid of a tzibur matar, meaning a whole tzibur is permitted to be mispalo in a lashon rabim in the middle of a bracha. And he says that's pshat in the slichay that they used to say in slach lanu, a whole bunch of extra tefillahs in the lashon rabim. B'chein oimrim slichay be'emtza birkas slach lanu, b'chein be'emtza bracha emtoyis shal yom ha-kippurim, the same idea, because that's for a tzorech tzibur, then it's permitted even a lashon rabim in the middle of a brach. So cut and taz. But if he's davening for a yachid, it shouldn't be a lashon rabim. Da'av shi'tiru lishol afilu be'emtza bracha, even though he's allowed to ask in the middle of the bracha, kevin shetarech lo, he needs it, lafisha, for the time being. Im yimred and gamkein b'lashon rabim, if he'll say in lashon rabim, yinir kamaisav al ma'bein, shetav l'chachamim, then he has his problem, looks like he's adding to the nisuch. Vayin besimin tak samach vav, siv dalad, toiv lizay l'chadchilu b'kol zeh, kativir rabbein yayna, we should be machmer, like the rabbein yayna. Fine. Now we said in Shomei Tefillah, then you don't have these limitations. So the Mishnah Berurah here, we have the Shulchan Aruch. The Bach holds that there is one limitation in Shomei Tefillah, which is if it's Lashon Rabim, it also shouldn't be in the middle of the bracha. He holds that that's a problem because it looks like he's adding to the Nusuf. Bach Kasav, to Rabbi Ben Yoyna, Shomei Tefillah, Daima, Shar Brachas, Lenin Zeh, to Be'emtza, Asir, Lishol, B'Lashon Rabim. In the middle, it's Asir to ask in the Lashon Rabim. Fine, let's just finish this and we'll stop here. Kodom Yule Ratzain. The Mechaber said either before Yule Ratzain or after Yule Ratzain, I'm the Kaman, Simon Kufkov Base, Mr. Bruce, they've gotten Zion, Masha Nechtav Sham. He says that there, it's better to say Yule Ratzain before you say Lekain Etzur. Okay, we'll see more details on that later.